both women, why not? We should try to realize it. And if we are not doing, then we should try to wait for this. Repent. Then bhakti may come. And we are not doing one is enjoying all these things, going here and there, only thinking that, oh, today is very delicious food, oh, today is not very good. Something bad, not so good. Only doing all these things. So we should try to know all these things and to be established in truth and bhakti. Then it is bhakti. You should see that my mind is fixed in Krishna bhakti or not, or bad, it is bewildering in all other things. Try to build it. Try to take help of Vaishnavas and Gurus for this, because you are powerless. This is bhakti. You will have to walk, you will have to do, you will have to be established. I can show only path. You should always remember that wealth cannot give you shanti, peace of mind, bliss or happiness. Only bhakti can give you. You know that all acharyas have given up all these things. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, being like a king, very wealthy, but depends on all these things. And they became akinchan, niskinchan. You know, what is the meaning of akinchan, niskinchan? Can you, can define? Huh? All are hearing? Huh? No position. Yes, yes, yes. If you have anything, then be like Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva, like Pundrik Vidyanidhi, like Pratap Rudra Maharaj. If you have any wealth, you should think that it is not mine, it is actually of Vaishnava, Hari Guru Vaishnava. Don't use any single farthing for you. Try to serve Krishna. Then gradually you will develop. Otherwise you are not giving up offenses, all these kinds of honors, and chanting, remembering. You feel no advancement. If you want to advance, you should try to follow. Understand? God Pramanande, it is enough for you today. You should try to follow all these things. Krishna will be happy, you will be happy. So, I think that you have so much time to chant 32 rounds daily, not less than that. If you have no other service, then you can do more than this. And if not, but not less than 32 in Kartik month. And if anyone has so much service, then they can do less, no harm. But I think all has time, nothing to do. So mind will go prickly here and there. So don't do. If you want to roll chapati, you can help them. Don't sit idle. Atra in 1 month, anger, lust and all other things, anya abhilashita, then I will be so pleased, so pleased. This is bhakti. This is not bhakti. If you will do like this, and make your soul atma, then bhakti will bound to come. This body will be at last, will be rotten, and we will not be of any use, useless at that. It will die. Your hair, your body will not be sold. Anyone cannot give a price for this, for them. If any animal dies, that his everything has some value. But this value after death, no value at all. It will be burnt to ashes. So we should try to engage this body, rub this body in service of Krishna and Guru. Like Rupa Sanatan, be humble if you want bhakti. Practically, always try to learn how to give respect to seniors. This is most important thing. Be always humble and give respect to others. If you are so, then bhakti will come at once. Thus. Now you can chant of all the evils, root of all the honor, also the root of all offenses is mind. The main root of all the evils and also the root of all good, good things is mind. Mana eva manushyana karana bandhana mukshaye. Man is the cause of, mind is the cause of all the evils, and thus coming to this world and being opposite to Krishna and thus going to hell. Mana eva manushyanam karana bandhana mokshaye. Also because of salvation is mind. We at first in mind do sankalpa and vikalpa, means
accepting and rejecting.
Accepting and rejecting anything. First this by mind, desires coming in our heart, in my mind, our mind. If mind is not good, impressed by all kinds of evils, then it will take us to hell. In bandhan, bandhan means birth and death rolling in this. So all the roots of all the evils, to have any desire, worldly desire. At the time of death, you are desiring anything, you will have to go again to test all these things, what you have made up in your mind at the time of death. Like Bharat, he was the king of all whole world at that time. And in the age of 50,000 years, at that time he was young, quite young, at the age of 50,000 years age. He had so many sons, daughters and wives, but he was so much detached from that. He left his home, father, mother, wife and children, and went in deepest forest. And he youth began to do austerities or the aradhana. Aradhana of Bhagavan. Aradhana means, you know,
worship.
What do you mean by worship? Not worshipping like that. To chant, remember, and doing all things for bhakti, it is aradhana. He engaged himself in that, chanting, remembering, and all other things, practicing bhakti yoga. At last, you know that his history, that he was charmed by, attracted by any dear child. He was drowning in the river. His mother was dead. And he saw that the dear child was sinking and coming up. He became piteous to that. He at once ran and he took that dear child in his lap and he said, what is? He was so much charmed, always serving him by cow milks and others, like a mother. And gradually his aradhana was lessening, bhakti yoga was lessening, and the attraction to the child was growing. Now he became some more aged, and he was running here and there, that deer. One day, a crowd of deers came and he saw that they were all his sajati. Sajati means?
Same
course. All deers. And he ran after them and mixed among them. And he became oversighted. He went running here and there. He was searching, waiting, where is my son, that deer? At the same time, death came. And he was thinking so deeply for that, regretting and weeping for that child. So when he was dead, then he became deer next birth. So we should not be attached so much like he was at that. He was a bhakti yogi and he had come up to the stage of bhav. That is he was. That is why he only in three births he was again came in the same stage of bhakti and he has got Vaikuntha. But we are not in that stage. So mind is the root of evil. If anyone mind like Ajami at the time of death, he remembered for his child's name was Narayan. The effect was that he galloped his death and he was saved from death, dying. And he heard the dialogue between Yamadut and Vishnudut. Yamadut and Vishnudut, you are some understanding?
Messenger of Vishnu and messenger of Yam.
And then he went to the Dwarka, take two baths in Ganges. And he was now remembering all this Narayana mantra. And after that, same messenger of Vishnu came, Narayana came, and they took him to the Vaikuntha. So So you are seeing the effect of mind. One of Bharat, he came down, and for Ajamil, he went there. These are the effects of the mind. So if you will have so many requirements, first it will come in mind. And if it is fulfilled, then you will be attached in them. And if not fulfilled, then crowd. Anger will come. And it will destroy all. If you want to do bhajan, if you want to serve Krishna, if you want to serve Guru and Vaishnava, first try to control this mind. We can control easily our foods, what we eat. We can check ourselves, taking eggs, meat, and so many things we can control. But it is very hard to control mind. In Gita it has been told that bayu revasa duskaram. So, I think that you have all read Gita. So it has been told, mind is more powerful than wind. Can you conquer wind? Your wind means fast. You should understand. You should try to do like this. Man, here.
Lock
your nose and also lock your mouth and get some cotton in your tightly for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes and see, you'll at once die. So it is very hard to control this by wind. And one is more powerful than mind is more powerful than wind. Anyone can, yogi can conquer wind. That will say like this. No? They will say like this. They will do like this. One hundred years, 200 years, 5,000 years, they can live. They will not die. This is called rochak, reshak, purak, all this. This is called jog. Patanjal jog. By this, anyone can control this air coming. And they will sit like this. 1,000 years. A yogi sat on his job when Mahabharata was going on. He saw that in Kurukshetra the battle was going on. And he sat in Himalayas for 5,000 years controlling this wind. And after 5,000 years, when he awoke and saw, he asked, what became of the battle of Mahabharata? I saw that they were fighting, but now, then to whom he told, he replied, oh, it has gone 5,000 years. So a yogi can control. Who is yogi? Like Sauvari Rishi in Vrindavan, he was like this, controlling his all these things. He used to stand up in the Jamuna water, whether in summer, whether in winter or anything, quite naked, always controlling mind and seeing Paramatma here, realizing. But yet he could not control his mind, you know. He saw two fishes that they are playing. And then he was inspired by this, that I should marry. And he went to Mandata Rishi and ordered that I want to marry your 50 daughters. He said that I cannot do, because tomorrow I have managed for a Swayambar. Swayambar means so many kings' son, Rajkumar. What is?
Princess
will come. You should come in that assembly. And if my daughter are ready to marry you, they will give garland in your neck. I cannot do. They are free to do, to select any husband. India, it was at first like this. Then he, hearing this, he became so happy, and he was smiling and laughing so much. Oh, you are cheating me. I know you. You are saying that I am very old, and black, and ugly. Your daughters will not take me as husband. So you are telling them, oh, I want to see them at once. Take me to your palace. I want to meet them. Oh yeah, you can go. Come on with me. And he took them. And he became very beautiful, more than lakhs and lakhs princess. So beautiful. At the age of 16 he became. So lovely, attracting face and everybody. He told that, I will come tomorrow and you can give me garland or not, it depends on you, but I am now going. The all daughters of king were telling, no, just now he want to marry you. Because they were all attracted. At once they gave garland in his neck and concert that we want to marry at once, no delay of 1 minute. King was so much astonished. I want that you should be married with one daughter at the same time all. Understood what I told? In the same time, each girl will marry you separate. If he can be divided into 50 parts and he will be 50 sovereign, then it can be done. So at once, in the same time, in the evening, he became 50 sovereign rishis. So beautiful. He met by the effect of the tapasya that 50 Raj palace were there, more beautiful than Indrabhavan. Indrabhavan, you know, like more than Swarga. And all kinds of materials were there for enjoyment. At once, Mary was done, he became 50 sovereign. And he took each in separate Raj palace. And he enjoyed them 10,000 years. 10,000 years he was in Jamuna, in his austerity, and now he is 10,000 years with all his wives. After one day, in the evening, any of his wife told that now it is evening, you should do your anik Amit, you know, like we do, 3 times in a day, Gayatri mantra and all other mantras. Oh, now it is evening, night, I have lost my 10,000 nights, years, nights, in my yoga bhyas, and 10,000 years with all these ladies and sons and sons and sons and sons, like so many, sons, nephews and nephews, sons, like this. I never thought that it is night. Certainly it is today is night. I have lost my all the days, my age and my all austerities. Now I should go. I have done so many offenses in the lotus feet of Garuda. I have done so many offenses. And I was thinking that I am the most supreme person. I can do anything. But now I am so sorry for this. I have lost my time. Now I said, go and take the shelter of any good Vaishnava and go. Then I can cross all these things and then I can control my mind. And then I want to now go to any Vaishnava. Then he left all these things, his wife and children and all his things, and went to a very qualified guru, Vaishnava, took initiation and he sat in Vrindavan anywhere, unseen, unknown by anyone, living all the jokes, trying to control Maya and trying to control air and mind everything. Now he came in the right position. And very few times, very soon, he became Vaishnava and he crossed the birth and death and went to Vaikuntha. So mind is so mighty that even we can control wind, this, but we cannot control this mind. So how to control? It will not be controlled by any practice of yours, not by any yoga, not by austerities, not by fasting. You can do 1 day, 2 days, 3 days fast. And after that, with full power again you will take all these things. So, we should not try to control mind like this. You should try to go to any bona fide guru, who has controlled all these things, who can see all the ladies like mother, daughter and sister, know what? Lust at all. Everything has gone, he has given in the lotus feet of Krishna. He will tell that you should try to serve Krishna, and at first you should serve your Gurudev, then Vaishnavas, and they will give you Krishna prem, the service of Krishna. You cannot control your mind by another means. You can control only by the means of chanting Harinam. Mere chanting of Harinam you will not do unless you are under any supervision of any good Vaishnava. Mere chanting will not do. I think that so many persons are chanting, remembering, doing bhakti. But if they are free, if you will give your freeness, and he will come in the guidance of any good Vaishnava, then you can control mind. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Rupa Goswami has told, kya? Manaso? Bacho Vedam Manasah Krodha. If you control your bacha base, that is tan, then you can easily control mind. So first he has tell bacha base. I want to explain the bacha base tomorrow. You should be prepared. One base I will tell. Very carefully you should try to take it and establish in this. Try to always chant. Hear Hari Katha. First, we should try to hear Hari Katha from any bona fide Vaishnava. Sramanam first, then Kirtanam. Not only mere reading will do. Not cassette. It will not do. They cannot give Sapta Brahma. Jaha Bhagavat Padha Vaishnavasthan. You should hear bona fide Vaishnava. Easily you can control Bacha Ved, Manasa and every all the Vedas. Then making disciples this desire will also go away. Like Sukadeva Goswami, like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, like all other Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. But automatically all will be disciple of that person. We all know that Rupa Goswami is our guru. You know any disciple of Sarup Damodar to whom he has given diksha and sacred fire? We know that only Raghunath Das Goswami is his disciple, real disciple. But he never gave diksha like that. So following the words, following the orders of Gurudev and persuading him, how he does bhajan, what is his thought, what is his philosophy, how he thinks, how he does bhajan, if he accepts that, that this is the disciple, otherwise not. So I think that tomorrow I will discuss about Bacho Vedam, I have told tomorrow, this day, Manasho Vedam. You should try to realize all this, you try to follow. In one you should be bona fide Vaishnava. You should make this omega object that you will follow Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. We will follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Praman. What ordinary thing, easy. So we'll have to do something. We'll have to suffer something. Otherwise we cannot do. I heard that someone has kept the pastimes of Ramchandra. Shatrughna ji, he killed Lavanasur and he made this city Mathura, established Mathura city. Also we told the story of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa. It was done in Mathura. Also we told that the pastimes of Krishna, cowherding there. And also how Baldev came and became black, he was of golden color. Also we told the story of Dhruva and how he did austerities and Bhagavat Aradhana. And how he took the darshan of Narayan. When he took the darshan of Narayan, and Narayan vanished giving his benediction that he will be the king of the whole world. Then he began to weep. because he had the benediction, only he will get kingdom, worldly things. He could not pray as a prayer that your bhakti should come out. So he was cheated. So even Bhagavat Aradhana, Bhagavat Bhakti we are doing, and we are thinking to have any benefit, worldly benefit, like wife, wealth and reputation and everything. Krishna easily can give and keep them. We are chanting Hari name. We are doing bhakti, we are doing parikrama. But if there is any worldly desire, then everything will be spoiled. So only you should pray Krishna, Vrindavan, all the places of pilgrims, that we want to serve you, we want to serve your beloved Srimati Radhika. We don't want anything, even Vaikuntha, even not Dwarka, even not Mathura, anything. Then they came to Kumudvan, and I told this story in very brief. Sir Krishna used to play in that forest, in the ponds and coins. There were so much kumud flower, lily flower. The water was so pure that all the cows, all the friends, they used to take water and drink, and they used to take bath, and used to play so many pastimes. After the day, you went to Raghunavan. I think that you have heard the story, what he narrated there. You remember what he told? You should know that there are two pastimes there. One of the sakhis of gopis, whose name was Bahula, he said that he is the wife of Krishna, but not wife, but sakhi. He used to live there, so beautiful, sweet and so qualified. She wanted to take darshan of Krishna. She was so feeling so much separation, that once Krishna left all the gopis, and alone he went there and met with that Bahula Sakhi. Then he was so much glad to see Krishna. Then he prayed that, I want to serve your most beloved gopis. I want to serve them. So please give me the benediction that I may serve forever all the gopis. So this is called Bahulaman. Another story you have perhaps heard, that there is a very much beloved cow of Krishna. She used to live there. After the pastimes of Krishna, when Krishna entered into his aprakrit lila, once that cow was grazing, and in that Krishna kunda he went to drink water. At once a very ferocious tiger or lion attacked her. So they went to weep and told, I promise you that there is my very little child. I want that you should give up me and I will go and I will give the milk to that my boy and then I will return to you. She told that I can never give up you. It will go and you will not come. She promised that I must return. Then he left and she went there. She was a Brahmin's cow. So he began to weep and he went to his met with his cow. She told that you should drink so much water, milk as you can, because this is the last day of your taking milk, because I promised to a lion that I will return to him and he will eat me. He told that I will not take the milk. I will go there. You should be here in the studio of you and going. Anyhow, Brahmin, the master of cows, heard this news and he told that, oh, don't you go, I will go, because you are my cow, I am your master. So first I should be taken, I am going there and he will eat me, and after he can eat me. So please, you should be here with your cow. She said, no, I will have to go. So that cow with his cough went there, and also the Brahmin also went there. When they went there, the lion became so happy that I wanted to only take only one cow, but now I am seeing that a new cough and also Brahmin is here. I will take them to my full stomach. And then he at once attacked them to take to kill them. At once cow prayed for Krishna, oh Lord Krishna, save me. At once Krishna came in Chaturbhuj Swarup and with his chakra he killed that lion. In remembrance of this story, in that mandir, by the side of that pond, Kund, Krishna Kund, we have seen that there is a lion, there is Brahmin, cows and calf. So if anyone takes the shelter of Krishna and sincerely he will call Krishna, he will attend the fear and solve all the things. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, it was a very beautiful forest. Creepers rolling surrounding the trees with so much flowers, fragrant flowers, birds, so much blossom there, blooming. These are hammering or humming. Humming. So many deer were jumping here and there. Cockles were singing Radhe Radhe. Peacocks were dancing. Each tree took and sari. He and she parrots on the separate benches were sitting, and they were telling, one was telling Radhe, Sari, she parrot, and he parrot, Krishna. Very beautiful. And telling each other, she parrot was telling, my Radha is superior than Krishna. And he parrot was denying and telling that Sri Krishna is more superior than Srimati Radhika. Radhika is subordinate to Krishna, and Sri parrot was telling, no, Krishna is subordinate to my Aradhya Devi Srimati Radhika. Parrot told that Krishna is so beautiful. Sri parrot told, answered, he is beautiful, but when he is with Radha, otherwise he is not Vandana. Not beautiful. He is only black. But when Srimati Radhika is there, and the reflection of Srimati Radhika's color comes from the Krishna, then he, Krishna, is so beautiful.